Right, okay, gentlemen, I will start. We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Tes, and we're up to Sifa, page 250. We did start Sifa yesterday, but I feel like going over it again in order to get to the Ramah and then continue, because there's additional points which I didn't mention yesterday. So, what we've got again, the introduction is that there's two levels of Libun. One, I'm going to have you in mind, because I feel bad that there was no recording yesterday. So we have two levels of Libun. One is Libun Kal and one is Libun Chomu. Libun Kal is the lighter level of kashering, which is defined according to the halachic poiskim, the contemporary halachic poiskim. What it means is it's a lower level of Libun, which is achieved by having something where you put, it's got such a heat, that red hot, that if you'd go there with a straw or with the equivalent, which is a sheet of paper, you touch it and it would start burning or turning black or getting burnt, that is the lower level of Libun. The higher level of Libun is considered Libun Chomu. Libun Chomu is only achieved with a flame, with a real flame, which literally burns out the Blias, and that is literally what the contemporary terms, that would be with a blowtorch. So that's the two levels of Libun, Libun Kal, Libun Chomu. When do you need Libun Kal? When do you need Libun Chomu? So we discussed yesterday, Libun Kal is, in the poskim, in the Gemara, it says Libun Kal is needed when you've got Hetera Bola, and Libun Chomu is required when you've got Isura Bola. So let's start with the stringent Libun, which is Isura Bola, which is Libun Chomu, which is, for instance, when you, by mistake, you go to a holiday, that was a good example, you want to use the oven. And the oven, of course, was used for neveles, teifas, all the teifa meat. You want to use that. So what you've got to do, you've got to blowtorch it. That's the only way out, because it's Isura Bala, the walls contain blias. This oven has got blias of Issa, of teifa meat. And the only way to remove that is by having Libun Chomu, because this is Isura Bala. Lower level is Libun Kal, and that is for Hetera Bola. What is Hetera Bola? So the example we discussed yesterday was, which Shulchan Aruch discusses it here. Chometz is one example, which is a good example. I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch discusses over here. So let's start with this example. Chometz is Hetera Bola, because during the year, for 51 weeks of the year, Chometz is permitted. So if you want to kasha the Chometz stick oven, so all you need really, because it's really heter. Before Pesach, and if I'm trying to kasher before Pesach, it's heter. Chometz is completely permitted blias. It's all it is, it's chometz, and chometz during the year is fine, obviously. So if I want to remove that, all I need to do is I need to get to the highest level, perhaps self-cleaning facilities, or perhaps just red hot. And once it's got that heat, that if you were to put a straw there, it would start burning. That is called Libun Kal, and Libun Kal is sufficient for a Teira Bola. So that's with regards to Chometz. Now, the other example is Basa Becholov, in which scenario we said if you've got, for instance, a meaty oven, which you want to kasher for milky, or vice versa, at this stage it only has blias which are heter blias. So let's say I've got a meaty oven, I want to remove the meaty blias in order to cook or bake something which is milky, so it's hetera bola at this stage. All I need to do is remove the permitted blias, the hetera bola, so to enable me to use the other side, to use meaty at that stage. So that's what we learned. Let's go through those very words in Shulchan Aruch. Motel Laban b'yomtev kli basel. You're allowed to do libun on yomtev. Kli basel, a metal keli. Shofu be'flot n'shal gvina, which was used for milky, for cheese. Ve'acha libun, after libun. Yefu boi pashtil shal basan. After that milky baking, you wish to bake meaty. So you're allowed to do this libun, because libun kal, you're allowed to do. For who, and that is Chesla Benit Noisal Amaychal Miyad, leave this out. But if it has absorbed Nevela, which means Teifa meat, the Chyotzibas and similar, also the Labnoi, you may not do Libun with this particular oven on Yom Tov. After the Lefo is Bodovaheta, even if you, all you want to do is to bake something which is permitted, still you're not allowed to do Libun Chomu on Yom Tov. So what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us,
We're making a distinction between Libun Kal and Libun Chomo. Libun Kal is permitted on Yom Tov, Libun Chomo is also. And that's where we stopped yesterday. Continues the Gemara. V'adin and similarly to also Lahagel Kli B'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to kasher a keli on Yom Tov. So say you've got a pot, say you've got a knife, say you've got a fork, say you've got anything which you want to kasher by pouring hot water on, or alternatively, putting it in a Kli Rishon which is bubbling, you're not allowed to do the Yom Tov. Why not? Exactly. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chavav. Even if you want to use it on Yom Tov, and you would have thought perhaps it's considered Echal Nefesh, nevertheless, it's also the Bishul Mei Hagola Haloi Loi Havel to Echal Nefesh. Kim Lehachshir Kli Yishtamesh Bachkach. Yeah, he says this is certainly something which, the point that he actually makes is a bit different to what he said. The reason is because this is something which could have been achieved yesterday. I'm skipping two lines. That he says, this could have been achieved yesterday. I could have captured it yesterday. Therefore, as we've discussed countless times previously, anything which could have been achieved yesterday, you can't do on Yom Tov. Yeah, we spoke about that. Okay, and that's why Hagola is also on Yom Tov. Continues the Ramah, the last few words of the page. Umutal Abin Shput, a rod, a skewer which you used on, which you want to do Libun, you want to kasher it. You're not allowed to. You are allowed to. Umutal Abin Shput, Shetzoloboy, Basa Sheinu Muluach, Verotzel Achsel Atzis Bobi Yom Tov. When it comes to the roasting skewer, that would be permitted. Because that's not considered because it's only a skewer. So, it doesn't really, that's something which you, it's not substantial, not significant, and therefore the skewer is an exception, and that you may do on Yom Tov. Correct. It's not as, yeah, that's right. Continues the Ramah, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tzivav. You may not, that's very important. You may not make a new hole in a new barrel on Yom Tov. So say you got a barrel with loads of wine in it, you want to drink some wine in Yom Tov, you may not make that hole in the barrel to allow the wine to come out. Very good. The reason being is that fixing. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Nekev Chodosh. So although it's Eichel Nefesh, nevertheless, as you said, it's a tikkun, a fixing, and making a hole, which is also Yom Tov. Very good. Sabos is another example. Let's get this clear. Making a hole, in this instance, you've got a barrel with loads of wine. You want to drink it on Yom Tov. You would have thought, it's Eichel Nefesh. I'm allowed to make that hole in that barrel to drink that wine. What can be a greater Eichel Nefesh than drinking wine on Yom Tov? No, you're not allowed to. You're making a hole, thereby creating a keli. It's a tikkun. It's a tikkun mana. And therefore, it's also. So making a hole in that barrel is also on Yom Tov. I suppose a mitzvah won't help, I believe. Yeah? Good point. Now, there is instances by breaking the keli in a way. Mishnah Berurah points this out of here quickly and briefly. And there is ways of breaking the keli that is not considered a tikkun. So, if I make a hole, for instance, in the bottom of the barrel, in a way that I'm not making it, I'm breaking the keli in a way that it cannot be used again, that will be permitted. That really brings us to an important shaila, which is a shaila of opening bottles on Yom Tov. Now, is there a generic heter, without going into the shaila now, without the specifics, metal bottles, bottle, what are they called? Caps. Plastic ones. Reb Shlomo Zalman, Avi Yashiv, Bison Yankov Fisher. Without going into that, in the scenario that it is, those bottles that you hold is also to open on Shabbos. I'm being careful with the words I'm using because I know there are some poskim that allow it. But without going into that shaila now, those bottles which we poskim hold that is also to open on Shabbos. Would there be, it's a really important shaila, would there be a heter to open them on Yom Tov because of Eichel Nefesh? In other words, if you hold, for argument's sake, that plastic bottles have to be opened before Shabbos. Right? So do you open them, are you allowed to open them on Yom Tov? Because it's a Chol Nefesh. If you hold that metal ones are also, I think pretty much many places can hold that metal ones. I don't know if there's anybody here allows it, but metal, the grape juice, the grape juice bottles. If you don't open them on Shabbos, are you allowed to open them on Yom Tov? Because of Echel Nefesh. Why? Very good. So Shlomo Zalman brings from here that even if you hold that we're learning over here that the Maaseh, the reason why you're not allowed to open those bottles is because it's a tikkun. That's the reason why it's also is because it's a tikkun. So although Echel Nefesh is a very large and wide-ranging heter, but there is that exception which I've learned now the whole week. Basically, I think every evening it came up that tikkun is not permitted. Let's say Echel Nefesh, and this will be an instance for that.
On the previous one about toilet, is that tikkun? So let's say, because you said
yeah, but that's
let's say you had a case.
Very good. That you answered your own question. You answered your own question.
Let's say it wasn't Echel Nefesh. Let's say all the plates got smashed, and you've got loads of guests coming.
Very good, Chayla. Oh, that's a good Chayla. So you're going very good. Excellent. It's really interesting. But suppose Kim go mamash that. So there would be an argument to say that we found that tikkun, if it's something which could not have been achieved yesterday, you can do it on Yom Tov, that perhaps it would be fine. So the answer is no. Even if it's, these are all things which you surely could have done yesterday. Opening the bottle, if you're not forgetful, you can open the bottles yesterday. You can open them before Yom Tov. So there's no permission whatsoever to wait for Yom Tov. You can't, even if you fail to open them.
Lots more often than you expected.
Oh, so that's interesting. So that is brought down. If suddenly there's people knocking on the door, you didn't expect them, so you open up all the bottles. All the Sprites are open, all the Cokes are open, all the grapes are open. But suddenly, you forgot to invite the two families with each of them 12 kids. You forgot about them. You just suddenly open, oh, good Yom Tov, so nice to have you. Yeah, are we early? No, just come inside. So let me just wait here before we prepare in the sukkah. In the meantime, now you didn't. Can you now open the bottles now? Because it's a tikkun, but it's something which could not have been done yesterday. So that's interesting. Shlomo Zalman speaks of a mamash scenario, and I forgot what he paskens. What do you say? You say it should be fine. Yeah, he brings mamash to Shaila. It's not Shlomo Zalman, it's Nissen Karelitz, and he says that would be fine. Yeah. He says such a case would be fine. You couldn't have done it yesterday. And it's a tikkun she ef shel asim but yom therefore he allows it. That's what Pshtim is in Kalis. I don't know. Pardon?
Why couldn't it be done yesterday?
Because you didn't know they were going to come.
It's unforeseeable.
Unforeseeable. It's like, yeah. So you are saying, what's saying? If you would have,
you opened five bottles of grape juice, but you've got like 10 times more guests.
So that's interesting, Shaila. Interesting. But the Maaseh Rabbeinu say, contrary to some popular mistake, contrary to that, it is therefore categorically, unless you've got extreme circumstance, the case that you're mentioning, one may not open the bottles on Yom Tov. And I believe that some people mistake in that, and they will open up the bottles. They will be makbid on Shabbos. They won't open them on Shabbos, but they will open them on Yom Tov. And that seems to be, I think it's a mistake. I think it's just a mistake.
Doesn't do anything about
it. Pardon?
It
won't help. Ochel Nefesh, as we're seeing here, it doesn't help. Now, I was wondering, Hadashayla, what about the bottles which contain like the Sprite, the Coke, the Fanta, the carbonated. That's right, carbonated. So if you open them before Yom Tov, it goes flat. So my shayla was, perhaps, like we saw that Echel Nefesh, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov despite the fact that you could have cooked yesterday. Why are you allowed to cook? Because it's better if you cook on Yom Tov. It's nice, it tastes better, if fresh food is better. So perhaps you could argue that if you open the bottles before Yom Tov, those particular, you know, it's going to go be flat by Yom Tov. But it's not true. You can still, it's still no heter. Because you've got to open them in a normal way. You've got to open them by tearing the bottom. Tearing the bottom, you can do it easily. That's what you know. You tear off the bottom, and then it's completely tight still. You know, you break off the bottom ring. You break that open.
It's always possible to do.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's possible. So all you need to do is take a sharp knife. You don't let the kids near it. You know, you let a sharp knife, you click it open like this, and then you tear off the ring, and then like this, it's perfectly tight as if it was. So therefore, I believe that it is really also to open those bottles on Yom Tov, unless it's your scenario, you can expect it. Or if you really need to, what you're going to do is you can break the bottle completely. You break the bottle, you break the lid in a way that it cannot be used again. There'll be a kill call, and then you pour it into another bottle, into something else, and then obviously it's going to be permitted. Like on Shabbos, you permit it too. So, but that's not a het in Eichel Nefesh. Yeah. Yeah, and Siv Zayin, is that okay if we just go every Siv Zayin? You said you only we'll give you five. So Siv Zayin, Lehat Pek Lichodosh B'Yom Tov Dinu Ekmei B'Shabbos, with regards to Tovening a new Keli on Yom Tov, could you Tovel a new Keli on Yom Tov Dinu Ekmei B'Shabbos, the Yisra B'Simen Shnechov Gimel? So what's learned over there is that the Amach Miram on Shabbos, that when, why is Tovening also on Shabbos? Yeah, it's nearly kamasaki. It appears as if you're doing a tikkun. Before I couldn't use the keli, now I can. So it appears as if you're doing a tikkun. So therefore, it's also on Shabbos. So here we're learning that on Yom Tov too, you're not allowed to do that. Continues the Ramah, v'din atoch v'shiv shuv kelim b'Yom Tov dinik me b'Shabbos. So that's with regards to washing, cleaning, on rubbing off is like on Shabbos. As discussed in Shinchav Gimel, Humutel Taltan Mukhtse to Echel Nefesh Vizim Chaz Yom Tov. You're allowed to do Tiltul Mukhtse. We've spoken about that as well already. That Tiltul Mukhtse to Echel Nefesh is permitted for Zim Chaz Yom Tov. I'll finish off with that interesting Shaila. I believe that, I think we mentioned it, and I just want to, I think I mentioned that. We will talk about it, and I believe I forgot to mention it again. So here is the place. I didn't forget. This is really the place to talk about it. We spoke about the glass, when you light the candles, so you either use the candles or use the glass
receptacles.
Now, you use the neonim, what are they called? And then you want to know if you can replace the metal piece. Second, the Yom Tov, can you take the metal things away to put the next one on? Do you know what? Can somebody explain it better than me?
With the metal base
that holds the wick.
Yeah, that's it. The base that holds the wick, that's it.
Well, when the wax is gone, you've just got the metal at the bottom.
Yeah.
And the question is, can you scrape it out?
Can you scrape it out on Yom Tov, or do you put it on? Now, I want to say, from my personal experience, I was machmir. For many years, I was machmir. And I told my wife, you can't take it out. It's mukta, and you can't take it out, and you've got to put it on top. What happens if you just put it on top?
It goes,
I even experienced that it doesn't look nice, you're right, it doesn't look nice. And additionally also, sometimes it causes it to, because it's not straight, it causes that it oil, it congeals in a way that afterwards the glass actually breaks. Yeah, happens. When you normally put it in the middle, it can last, you know, it's fine, but when you put it on top, so therefore, it's a mistake. I believe it's a genuine mistake to be machmir, because of this halacha in the Ramah. The Ramah says, letzarech echol nefesh la'at to mukhtse. Well, there you go. Tiltul mukta letzurch echel nefesh is mutter. This is a case of tiltul mukta letzurch echel nefesh, which is permitted. You're allowed to take off the metal thing. Why are you not allowed to take it out? Because it's mukta. Well, this is echel nefesh. The lighting a candle is considered echel nefesh. And it's not, it's anything which is the tzurch yom tov, which is the reason why we have light in yom tov is.
It's
connected to the Suda. It's connected to the Suda. It's a tzorech, Eichel Nefesh. Yeah. And therefore, it's only Yom Tov, it's covered Yom Tov, it's Eichel Nefesh. You can say Eichel Nefesh. The post can say, therefore, that it's permitted, it's not my chiddush, it's permitted to take off that metal piece, to the wick, hold, it's, you have to put it off. It's on the second day Yom Tov to enable putting the second one in there. That would be ahead of Tzorech HaNefesh. Over to you, Mr. Berlin.
Are we doing tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow night, that's right. I think it's Thursday. I feel like Thursday. I feel like it's Thursday.
I'm not able to attend tomorrow night, so if you want to do it tonight,
I'll be. You do a Chazara
for me on Shabbos. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
so that. We know at the beginning you can't push your vessel on Yom Tov. So let's say we get a family eaten by us, and I have a stack of glasses, I have a little glass. I want to make sure Jonathan Gross was going to hear it. So let's say we have a family eating by us, like, parents turned up. So we've got glasses to tovel.
Yes, toveling.
Or we're saying maybe other people might watch us.
Yes, so
it goes from being Efshar Lasso, I suppose.
Yeah, so Chavov says you're not allowed to, even if you need it, because you're right, you probably would be also. The only thing which he does say in Sifkot Lamed, which is perhaps an important addition, is that he said that glass, Kelim, is more lenient because only the Rabbanon. If it's glass or glazed for that matter, would be only rabbinical, which therefore would be permitted. So if it's glass, we're not otherwise. Glass, tefillas kelim of glass is only with rabbanon, the Gemara says. Because it's metal is deraisa. The pasuk brings all the metals, which is deraisa. Glass is an obligation with rabbanon because the Gemara says that it's got the same quality than metal. That metal can be melted and reshaped. So he says that glass also can be burned and reshaped, therefore it's not on the Eisa level, but on the rabbinical level, you've got to do tefillah. But it remains the Rabbanon, therefore, over here is Matir. If you've got to really do a tefillah askelim, so on the Rabbanon obligation, you could be lenient. Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.